Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Who's calling?
My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Larry?
Opinion Service?
Yes, Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably, or 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Awesome. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
48.
Great. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I don't really know the terms. I'm probably somewhere around progressive.
Progressive, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's multifaceted. I would say right now, dissatisfied.
Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on, okay? Please select them or rate them on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, most important. 5, somewhat. 0, not important at all. Protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights.
What is important?
Yeah, from 0 to 10. How important would that be for the President and Congress to be focused on for you? From 0 to 10. Protecting abortion?
For me, it doesn't matter, but for others that, you know, I think it's
okay.
An issue, I would say that's like an 8.
An
8,
okay.
Very important. You know?
All right. What about making housing more affordable?
That's also an 8.
What about reducing crime and gun violence?
That's a 10.
Okay, what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
A 10.
What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
An 8.
An 8, okay. Now, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
That's a good question.
You can say somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve, or strongly disapprove.
I'll say somewhat approve.
Okay.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, we're almost halfway done, okay? Could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0. The opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, you're caught in the middle, okay? How do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
I mean, I don't know what a lot of them are doing. I mean, I guess I lean more towards that, so I would say about a 70.
What about Joe Biden? How do you feel about him? How would you rate your feelings?
I mean, I'm still thinking probably somewhere around a 70 or so.
What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I mean, shoot, I don't know if they're really doing all their job, so I'm going to say 70 again.
70, okay. All right. Now, let me read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on the same scale, 0 to 10. 10, most important. 5, somewhat. 0, not all important, okay? Now, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important would that be? From 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, the question was for them to make cigarettes less toxic? What was the question?
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
I'm going to get out of one. I think the adults that's trying to smoke know the risk, so they're adults. They got to, you know, live with
and
the risk.
And they're adults, okay.
That.
I see your point.
That's the one.
Now, what about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I would say a 3, because, I mean, I think raising more awareness, but I don't know about restriction, because people don't like anything, their rights or options restricted, so a 3.
I see. You can always, I mean, people can always read the label, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition? How important is that to you?
5.
What about authorizing prescription medication?
Just in general?
In general, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's important. Yeah, you got to maybe 8 on that.
Okay. Now, we're almost done. Okay, we are more than halfway done. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
You said, do I oppose it?
A ban by the federal government. Would you support or oppose that on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I guess I oppose a ban on it because people still have the options to do what they want to do.
Okay.
So,
would you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
I'm going to say, you know, even though I'm about people's health, I think people want to have the right to do what they want, so I'm going to say strongly oppose.
Okay. What about, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose a ban to the sale of adults.
And that be strongly or somewhat?
Okay, repeat that one more time for me so I know what I'm saying.
Okay, great. As a matter of fact, would you support or oppose, either somewhat or strongly, a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat oppose.
Okay.
Again, I think people that buy cigarettes want nicotine in it.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Let me see. Do I think banning these products brings more benefit or harm to my community? Is there a neutral?
You can say somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm.
I would say, I mean, yeah, if there's no neutral, I would say somewhat more benefit. Somewhat.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think they're more important issues right now.
Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, harm reduction. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco used by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products, cost prohibitive. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products. Which one of the two do you feel that they should use? Which one of the two? Prohibition or harm reduction?
Probably harm reduction.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some of the things that people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome, okay? Very, somewhat, not very, not all concerned. Let me read the first one. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you about that outcome? Very, somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Are you very concerned?
Not very, because I don't think much of that is coming from. I mean, I know that they say they tax tobacco products to be able to provide some of these other services, but I really don't know if I believe it, so I'm not very concerned.
Okay. What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Yeah, I'd be more concerned. I'm not very concerned because I'm not a smoker, but, okay. You know, so it's kind of like it doesn't really feel like it affects me personally, not directly, but maybe indirectly it would. But I would say I'm somewhat concerned because I think that that could be a very real possibility. So
you could be somewhat concerned.
Yeah, somewhat concerned. People could end up getting something worse than what we got right now. So
great. All right. That's great, to be honest with you. That's what we're looking for in this type of surveys. Your opinion. I'm writing all that down. Don't worry about it, okay? Now, all your responses are confidential, okay? So we're not going to share this with anybody else. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, and 0, you do not agree at all. You can use any number.
Hello? Hello, I don't hear anything anymore. Maybe, I don't know. Hello? Are you still there? Because if you are, I don't hear you anymore. Hello, I don't hear anything on this end. Are you still there? I don't know if you muted yourself. Did you have muted yourself? I don't hear anything. I'm still here, but I don't know if you can hear me anymore. Hello? Hello. Again, I'm still here, but I don't hear anything.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello.
I'm going to wait and give you a little more time to see if you can connect to me. And you thought he loved you, didn't you? You thought that dog loved you. And he ate your sandwich. First time he got a chance to. He ate it. He ate your sandwich. Didn't think twice about how much he loved you. All right, well, I don't know if you're there. I'm going to give it just a little bit more time before I hang up. Yeah.